Hack the Huskies drive time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We went from undefeated Michigan Tech football team to an undefeated Michigan Tech volleyball team. 4-0 on the weekend out in Marquette at Northern Michigan for Coach Matt Jennings and the Michigan Tech volleyball team. Coach, congratulations. What a great start to the season.
Thank you very much. Good morning, guys.
Well, talk about this this competition and, not giving up a set the whole time. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think, Wes, you had asked me on the phone if we expected to go 4-0 and then 12-0, and it's an obvious no on that one, really. I mean, you think that early in the season, opening weekend, at the very least, you're going to try to get some kinks out, and we certainly were doing that. We just kind of played our best ball when it mattered most, and that was a goal that we had set out as a team, trying to grow from being a young and inexperienced team. Last year, it was like really late in sets, we tended to kind of play like freshman and sophomore. And so I think that maybe that was part of it.
Well, you were talking last week about that yeah. mentality of finding a way to win that set.
Well, right. I mean, there were many, many times. In fact, what made it, I think, a little sweeter was, we're down 18-20 or 19-21 or something like that. And we'd call a timeout and go on the run that we needed at the time. And so whether it was against the improving Lake State team or a Cedarville team who's top in their league, it was good to see.
Is that one of the most important things in volleyball is, getting the points when you need the points? Seems like, that's the difference between a good team and an average team or a bad team is, when it gets to 20-all, which team's going to come, rise to the top and play their best?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's kind of like the final 2 minutes of a half or the ninth inning or whatever you want to call it, the red zone in football. It's when, it's when the good team is going to make their move. And, I think good teams don't make a lot of mistakes in those times. At those times, good teams go for it. I mean, great teams go for it. The teams that are going to try to, that win regularly, right there, they can go for it without making those errors. That was, to me, the most exciting part.
So let's talk about some individual players and some performances. Anybody that kind of really stuck out and maybe surprised you a little bit early on in the season as kind of a leader out there? I mean, I know you have the leaders, but
sure.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, we had four or five just, I thought, very impressive performances on the weekend, opening weekend, and it was nice to see, starting with Rachel Pollard, our center. Mm-hmm. It's a gal who is incredibly athletic and very intelligent, but finally was coming into her own running the offense, which is not an easy thing. There's so much going on there for her. Having to replace a Maddie Haven is never an easy task. She really was great this weekend. Our middles, again, I mean, they hit a combined almost 400 hitting percentage on the weekend. Stephanie Dietrich didn't make a hitting error all of Saturday.
Wow.
And she hit about 800 for the day. It was
we didn't give it to her enough then, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't, Wes. I hope, Rachel, you are listening, right? It was the Babs show is what we called it. Her nickname is Babs, and she got on the court, and the ball went to her, and it was fun to watch. And then we have Mariah.
What about Aubrey? She was...
Fysik was dominant. I mean, yeah. She was hitting balls that they were just indefensible at times, even when they got their arms to it. There's times in practice, guys, that like Jackie Aird will come over and she's like, my right arm is numb right now. If Isaac put some speed on the ball. And then we had Mariah Sherman for an opening weekend freshman from Midland. Hit 325, lettuce and kills. That was nice to see. But, what we learned is we have a lot of work to do, too. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of work to do. And they're excited about that piece because the record and recognizing that, gosh, we're not even close to what we're capable of.
Always nice to go 4-0 when you don't play your best. I mean, you don't feel like you played your best, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially for us, it's like we felt like we played well, but it's weird. I'm in this position where I'm trying to, stay in that mindset of getting better, but it's been a long time since this program has gone 4-0. It's never happened for us since I've been here. It's for my seniors. It's like a lot of hard work kind of for a weekend came to fruition.
Yeah.
And to have it happen on Northern's court made it that much cooler.
Really even though was. We didn't play them.
No, right. But, it's again, we struggle there. And so to have that happen there.
Confidence there.
Yeah, we're going back.
Yeah, right. How about the upcoming weekend? You're down to Upper Iowa. You're playing a team you already played. You beat them 3-0. Obviously, you're playing them on their floor now, so it could be a very different story.
Yeah, and you know that's it's a good team, well coached. Northern Sun, best league in the country by far for volleyball. They're a middle of the pack team. I suspect clean slate. That's a good team, and it's going to be a battle. That 3-0 game was a grinder. It's weird. We played them a week ago. We have good film, and I think it's a good matchup.
Is it better on the? Are you happier that this weekend you play 4 matches, but at least it's spread out through 3 days?
Yeah, especially because we're going to go down to Parkside that week. The week after, we play Parkside on Tuesday before we open up here. So that's that's why we spread that out.
What is it like after when you have 2-1 when you have doubleheaders? What happens to the team in between? I mean, are they icing or what are they doing to prepare and rest up for that second match?
Right. Well, aside from doing all their homework, it was 90 something degrees in there this weekend. It was unreal. And I got to say, that was one part that was so cool is at the end, we were the team best shape. And like, we were still energetic and going. And everyone in the gym, including the people in the stands, were just like, oh my gosh, it's so hot in here. And it was. So in between, we tried to stay cool. I mean, I think they jumped in the lake even. They went down, we had our hotel and we studied. We did film sessions. They hung out. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Well, yeah, looking forward to another weekend. Obviously, it comes fast. And, this time next week, you'll be 8 matches into your season already. It's crazy that, you get 8 matches in the first 2 weekends and it kind of slows down and spreads out after that.
That's right. We're grinding right now. We're working hard. School's starting to, get into the grind of things. Other sports, I mean, it's an exciting time for sure, and we're certainly happy with the way we started.
First home match, 18th of September. Mark your calendars. We'll also have that right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Jennings, thanks for coming on down. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a fantastic start to the season, 4-0.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Matt Jennings from the Michigan Tech volleyball team. More Drive Time after these.